Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 164. This is part five and the continuation of starting a business from scratch, and in particular, how do you market that business step by step by step? So I know that a lot of the stuff, and really everything that we've been doing so far, has been largely strategic. We've done the competitive research. You've identified your core personas that you want to work with and bring to your childcare center, for example. We've picked a name for your childcare center. And again, if for whatever reason you haven't listened to the last couple of parts, I'd encourage you to listen to those. We're using a childcare center just as an example for congruency. In the last episode, we talked about building a painted picture or a vivid vision of how does your business look like? What does your childcare center look like over the next 3 years? So looking out 3 years and putting pen to paper or keys down on the keyboard. In this episode, we're going to talk about what I like to call your core story. And your core story is largely a branding-based document that's going to help you continue to build out the brand, which is going to be the next episode. But it's just really going to help you tell your story. So when someone asks you kind of what you do and how do you do it, you have a good answer. So I look at your core story as more along the lines of the origin story. So the origin story of why are you starting this childcare center? And I don't want it to be generic, because you've got to know that there are lots of other competing businesses, because you already did the competitive research. So you know that there's lots of other childcare centers that are within 5, 10, 15 minutes of yours. So I want you to really start to look at deep down, what are some of the things that you can put into your story that are going to make you stand out? So here are some of the, I guess, tips and steps to build this core story. So first off, I mean, it's got to be true. So if there is no truth to this and you're just slapping things down to make it sound good, it's not going to resonate. But again, it's my hope that you have a larger purpose as to why you're starting up this childcare center, a larger purpose than to just help kids. So is it because you really had a great experience with your kids at the childcare center that they attended? Is it because you wanted to bring faith-based back to the community? Is there something that you want to do in order to give back? Is this your second or third act in life? I mean, what are some of the things that are going to make it memorable? And that is really the key to this, is that the content has got to be memorable. It's got to be unforgettable, that it resonates extremely, extremely well. But what it'll do is it's going to quickly build trust. People want to know why you do things. There's an amazing, amazing TED Talk by Simon Sinek on people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. And these origin stories and this core story really, it reveals the true character behind yourself and your business. And it really starts to help people just learn if they should trust you or not, quite frankly. But at the heart of every great origin story is some kind of event that really helps kind of change the trajectory of the business. So let me just give you an example of kind of my origin story for my current agency, No Joke Marketing. So this is my second digital marketing agency. My first agency was a company called No Joke Marketing. My first agency was called Taz Solutions. And I started that company when I was very young, when I was 15, 16. And I grew the company. But there came a point where I was working 70-hour work weeks. And I was running out of cash. So we were making a lot of cash, but we were burning through just as much. And I decided to pull the plug and sell the business. And every day for 3 years, I regretted selling that business. And the day that my non-compete expired, I started up a new company. And that is the origin story behind No Joke Marketing, is that I wanted to do everything right to prove that I wasn't a failure. So in terms of kind of crafting this, a lot of times it's kind of once upon a time. So once upon a time, I had this agency, then one day, and that's really that life-changing event. And you want to get as vivid and as descriptive as you possibly can. And then because of that, this is what I did until finally, and that's really the turning point. And then you would say, so now, for example. So when you look at crafting this story, it just takes you through the why behind everything. And I will tell you that most businesses don't do this when they're starting out. But I'm trying to give you everything that you should do to open a new business. And if I were opening up a childcare center, I would want my origin story. I would want something to be vivid and clear. Now, you might be thinking, well, Michael, what if I don't have something? Then I would encourage you to do one of a few things. Number one, I would encourage you to consider, why are you actually taking this step and moving in this particular direction? So why are you actually opening up this childcare center? You have to have a reason. You don't just all of a sudden one day wake up and say, I want to open up a preschool or a childcare center. It's a huge commitment. Huge commitment. So there has to be something other than just money. You might say, well, I'm an investor and we're looking at this as an investment. Okay, fine. But I would push back and challenge you again. What made you want to invest in childcare? You might say, well, I think it's a good investment and it's recession proof. Okay, tell me more. Tell me more. It's my magical question. Tell me more. And what else? Then I'll circle back and say, tell me more again. Drives people bonkers. But 95% of the time, the first answer that someone gives is not the real reason. And I've done this to myself many, many times. I've asked myself, what do I want? Just a general, I guess, a personal development type question. What do I want? And then I'll write something down. I'll look at it and I'm like, no, there's no way this is. It's just surface level. Ask the question again and again and again and again, and you get deeper and deeper and deeper. So your core story document is a critical document. It can go along with the painted picture, but this then is going to help us craft the brand, and it's going to help craft the colors and the taglines if needed, and how you're going to name the different rooms in your childcare center and the type of employees you're going to want to bring in. This painted picture document combined with this document that we just talked about of your origin story / core story are two of the most important documents that you will ever write. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. Michael Tesner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.